Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, looks like we have a very special visitor here in the men's room. Chris Novoselic. Do we have headphones over there and all that stuff? Go ahead and sit down, Chris. Chris Novoselic is in the house, everybody.
Hi, Miles.
How are you, sir?
Hi, Steve.
Hey.
Hi, Ted.
What's going on, man? That's Robin.
Robin.
Yeah. How are you, Chris?
Mighty fine, thanks. How are you?
We're doing great.
All of us know Robin has the stomach issues today.
Okay.
So if you hear any farting,
do not pin that on me.
We just wanted to reach out to you, and then you came back and you said, "Hey, can I just come in?"
I'm in the neighborhood.
Yeah, right. And we said, sure. And if I'd have known, I wore my Soundgarden shirt today. And if I knew you were coming in, I would have put on my Pearl Jam shirt.
You know? I do a joke like that, like when the Super Bowl's on, I always say, like, I'm really not into baseball. It's kind of the same joke.
Well, thanks for stopping by. What's going on?
Well, I'm playing a show tonight in Georgetown at Slim's with my band, Giants in the Trees.
Okay.
And going to try to have as much fun as possible, keep the rock going, keep the rock rolling.
Nice. We'll get into this a little bit later on, but we've had a number of questions. We do a little festival every year called Red Fest, and this year we're still in the planning stages of this. We don't have everything put together yet, but we're going to make it a little bit bigger. We're trying to get people who can spit fire and juggle, and it's going to be a little bit more than we normally do, I guess is the best way to put it.
We wanted to get a lot of dumb stuff, and when we started thinking of dumb stuff, we're like, well, what's Chris doing?
Yeah, I'll bring my dog and pony show.
Well, we're hoping
goats. Goats. Sure. Goats.
Yeah, you goats. Goats. Please
bring
the goats.
You promised us the last time that we would get farm animals.
Yeah, there you go. With my specially trained iguana. I don't know.
We'll you don't have an iguana.
No, that's an old Cheech and Chong goat.
You still have goats, right?
I have three goats and a alpaca. But the alpaca's pretty old. Like, my farm is an old alpaca's home.
What is the purpose of the alpaca, right? So, I mean, as far as...
Socks.
It has fleece. They're cute.
Oh, fleece. Fleas. I'm like,
fleas. No, we give them the medicine and try to keep that down. But alpacas were like... They were supposed to be this huge business opportunity, and so people
was the business?
The Dutch bulb craze, like 500 years ago. You know about that?
That sounds like a sexual thing.
Well, it was just kind of.
The Dutch bulb, yeah.
So basically, yeah, give me the Dutch bulb. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Know what I mean?
Yes.
And I guess these folks would just like, you know, if you raise alpacas and then you'll make all this money, you could sell them for a profit and blah, blah, blah.
To who, though? I mean, like,
to who?
So you go, okay, hey, look, man.
There's a sucker born any minute.
But
it's a pyramid scheme. To somebody who wants to, like, start with a pair of alpacas and breed them and make a bunch of money, right?
In 6 months, you could have 25 alpacas and be just like me.
Yeah.
And then what do you do with the alpaca after you? Like, you know, goats, man.
They eat them in Peru.
Oh, yeah?
They don't
really?
Old. Yeah, they eat.
Well, the alpaca blankets are like the warmest things in the
They're
world.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
They eat guinea pig in Peru.
I think
it looks like a squirrel because someone at our dinner party ordered one and they left like the head on and everything. It looked like a baked rat.
As a general rule, it tastes like squirrel. At least in the States.
Why did he know what squirrel tastes like?
He was from Alabama or something. Seriously.
If it's not a fish, take the head off of an animal you're going to serve, right? Like most people, like, you don't order a burger and like they put the cow's head in the middle of the table. Like, this
some
was
places
Millie.
They do. There's some kind of like chic restaurant in New York that's like, you know, like meat centric, and you can order a pig's head that's baked and it comes out. And,
no way.
And you like pick at it.
Is that the strangest thing that you've eaten back from the day?
I've never eaten. I wouldn't eat that.
So, but how do you do it culturally? Like, how does Chris Novoselic say, like, you know what? No thanks. I'm going to pass on that.
Oh, the cuyo. I don't know what I did, but. I like my meat has to be in a wrapper with a styrofoam price tag on it and a
identify.
It needs to be completely unidentified.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that's where we've had most of our comfort.
The reason that I sent you the email earlier, and I'm glad you're here, and this is crazy for us because we're just like, hey, we just wanted to see if you might want to play the party, you know, with Giants in the Trees, and we'll give you all that information. Maybe you can, but that's kind of why we were reaching out. We know you're not that busy anymore. We were hoping that you could show up.
You got to talk to my people.
That's right. I know. That's what I figured. We got to go through the people.
The peeps.
The people.
Do you automatically get people? You know what I mean? Like when you put this band together, do the people come to you or do you have to go to the people? Because people are going, I'll have my people talk to your people. I'm like, I don't
have
people.
I've had people for a while.
Yeah.
I've had people. So I'm still with the same people. My people.
Do your people,
like management.
Do they ever help with the goats or the alpaca or is it just music?
No, it's just music. Yeah.
Just music. All right.
What so are you guys going to go out on tour? Are you just playing a couple of one-off gigs or what's the plan?
We're playing like in Portland next month, Astoria, Oregon this month.
Oh, that's nice. I love Astoria, Oregon.
Yeah, I live near there. That's where I drove up from today.
You didn't fly?
No, I wanted to fly, but then they closed Boeing Field and
why? Because of all the
Angels.
Forest fires. Oh, the Blue Angels.
Angels, yeah.
Could you have flown in this? In this, all there's.
Yeah, you can fly in this. Yeah, yeah.
And this is why I say this. Since the last time we had you on, we got put on a couple of other stations. So now, not only is it just KISW, but we're on WAAF in Boston.
Hello, Boston.
Boston, absolutely. We're on in New Orleans on the Bayou in Rochester, WCMF. We're on the Fox in San Jose, The Rock in Kansas City, Sacramento. We're on 98 Rock. We're on Portland's Classic Rock, KGON. And we're also on in Anchorage.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Wow.
That's like crazy, isn't
universal.
It?
Universal.
So we're giving you a whole lot of pub.
What we wanted to know, though, is like in all of your years of touring, I'm sure you've been, which one of those cities brings back the worst memory?
Boston,
and I
New
mean,
Orleans,
just beyond
the worst memory.
San Jose, Kansas City.
Seattle. Because there's so, I've seen too much and forgotten nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just kind of a handful of, have you, you always kind of pop up someplace. And you're playing with Paul McCartney, or you're playing with, and it's got to be an insane thing. But any of that stuff going on at all, as far as just being invited on, and you'll pop up on stage.
No, I haven't done that. Maybe there's something coming up. I'm so busy. I got to call my people and see what my schedule is like.
So, but are you? I mean, do you have to wake up? I mean, in the morning. I mean, do you have
in
to?
In
like,
theory,
oh,
we all
yeah,
do.
I do. Yeah, because I'm a striver. I'm always doing something. Like I'm building a fence by myself. I'm always doing something.
So can I see you in the Home Depot? So to say.
Yeah, the fence is all made out of salvage. Like I got all this salvage redwood, and so it's kind of funky and whatever. So it's kind of like being art, but it's a luxury. I can do that. Like I don't have to pull like 40 hours. I know a lot of folks.
Right. Exactly.
I do have a question about
getting ready for the weekend.
There's this thing, and for us fans, it's cool. It's like this band's playing, and there's someone in the audience you didn't know they were there. They call them up on stage to play with them. And I always thought to myself, all right, so you're out in the audience, you're watching whatever band. They find out you're there, they want you to come on stage and do a jam. But have you ever thought, like, that would be great, I honest to God don't know this song. Like they pull people up. I'm like, how do they know your song, man? Because if you didn't know, would you go up and just fake it?
You just kind of fake it, yeah. Because it's like, it's the magic. I'm a professional. I know every song.
Because then you'll I'm see it happen, and I'm like, they don't necessarily know your tune, man.
But didn't you say that when Nirvana
I was playing with Paul McCartney, and he was on bass, and I was on bass. And
right.
How much you want to bet that whose bass was actually in the PA?
How good of a bassist is Paul McCartney?
He's the best.
As a bass, I mean, you can sit there and go, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Well, I've been doing that all my life. He's basically taught me how to play bass. And so when we did that song with Sound City with Dave Grohl and Pat Smear, we're standing around and like, well, and I'm just thinking to myself, please don't have him play bass. Please don't have him play bass. Because that'd be like if I was doing a kung fu demonstration and Bruce Lee standing there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But you're breaking boards.
I'd get stomped. You know what I mean? So just kind of wake up like, what happened? He just flipped you over his shoulder. Right. Like, oh, I didn't even see it. Well, it's Bruce Lee.
Didn't you say, though, with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction that you had to go back and learn some songs?
Yeah, we did. I went online on the tab sites. Yeah, I had to or watch YouTube videos of some like 17-year-old kid playing
your parts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, oh, he's got it.
The best Nirvana thing that's come out lately is the footage of the Radio Shack performance, which was at some point in time, way back in the day. Not sure where that was, but it was
in
just
Aberdeen,
great
Washington.
Seeing all the old stereos up around, the idea of playing in a Radio Shack, and there you guys are. I was like, this is unbelievable.
They were like Betamax machines. Then there's something CD. There was a compact disc player. Like, that'll never take
Do you off. Have that stuff? Do you have reel-to-reels and DAT machines?
I have four reel-to-reels. I have a DAT machine that needs work.
Well, they always did, and they always
that?
Do.
They always did, and I was, well, yeah.
That was the wave of the future, so they kept telling us. I think
that
it lasted 3 months.
Then I caught on with compact disc late.
Right.
But that's good. That's like a cross between a CD and a cassette. I always thought they were good. They're like 70 or 80 minutes, but now that it's all obsolete.
It is. Well, the good thing about it, though, so like I'm a vinyl guy, but I've always been a vinyl guy. The problem is now everyone's jumping on the bandwagon, and where I was getting, I would come in and tell Miles, like, dude, I got this great, it cost me $2.50. Well, now that same album's $30 goddamn, because everyone's decided it's the thing to do.
I know.
But if you're into CDs right now, I mean, my God, they'd give you like 20. If you give them $10, like, just pick 100 that you want.
Yeah.
And get them out of here.
CDs sound great. They sound so much better than the MP3s, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I like digging through albums. Let's see here. Now, as far as the band, how would you describe Giants in the Trees as far as just the sound of the band?
Where, do you have it? Do you want to play it?
You didn't bring it in.
Oh, I didn't.
No, we have it somewhere back there. We really didn't. You know, to be honest with you, we didn't think you were really coming in.
Really?
No, we didn't. Because
this whole morning, Miles said, "Look, man, should I send them an email to see if they'd be interested?"
It's on. You can see it on YouTube, and it's on. We're like on every digital download, kind of whatever you want to do. It's Giants in the Trees is kind of like, it's roots Americana, but it's got some grunge and it's kind of groovy. We've got some kind of groove going.
Did you have an idea how you wanted this band to sound, or did it just kind of come together?
No, it came
that
together
way?
Because of the different elements, the different performers. And so it just happened in Waukegan County, Washington, where I live. And so we just had this jam session, and these people showed up, and then we wasted no time, and we started just making music. And we were...
I mean, how available are these people who just want to have a jam session? Like, one guy's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm a dentist. I can't go down there.
Everybody was available, yeah.
Okay, that's rare in the adult world with kids and everything else.
That's what we got going for us. So.
Yeah, that's very cool. So just a little mini tour at first, and then maybe something more than that?
I hope so. We'll see.
Talk to us, people. You know, right. People know.
Yeah.
I walked in with an entourage. You know, there's 5 Escalades idling outside.
Yeah,
5 Escalades waiting for me. Right. Waiting for me. 5 of them idling. But then with bumper sticker says like "Save the Planet" on the back or something. I don't know.
As most Escalades do.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't forget to recycle.
Right.
Yeah.
You're a little more unassuming than that.
I walked here.
Is it you
Seriously,
walked here?
Yeah, I walked up here from like 5-6 blocks away.
Okay, anybody stop you?
No.
Isn't that the weird thing about Seattle, or is that the
sometimes I get
the comforting
I get,
part
I get,
of it?
I get it's cool, you know. I drove here in a 2000 Dodge Grand Caravan from Seattle all the gear fit in it.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And I would also think it's big enough to accommodate your frame because you think about things like in the Air Force, commercial pilots. If you want to go into the shuttle program, it's like there's a height cutoff. They're like, look, man, if you're ever like 6'1",
I'm 6'7".
Yeah, and I'm like, so here's a 6'7" pilot. Did you have to get anything retrofitted in your plane?
No, my plane, I flew a Cessna 182, and those are really roomy. And now I fly a Piper Saratoga PA-32. And those are really roomy.
When you see, you know,
of course
even
we know
back
that.
In the day,
yeah, I know, but yeah, the P-38s or whatever.
Led Zeppelin had a plane. Iron Maiden has a plane. Metallica. Did you ever have that experience where you were like flying in the Nirvana plane? I mean,
no,
did it ever reach that kind of level
never
of weirdness?
Had our own plane, no.
So have you ever been on one of those planes and just thought, well, that's
those
a
party
plane? Those
no.
much different lifestyle.
Yeah,
than,
I never did. I've seen pictures like on Zeppelin's plane or whoever. Rolling Stones had an outrageous plane.
Can you smoke on those planes? It's like, you know what I mean, in the situation. I mean,
I remember when you could smoke on the airplane. Remember in the back section?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they keep the ashtrays
in the armrests.
Just to remind you that you can't smoke if you're a smoker.
Yeah. Yeah, we would like bring our own booze on the plane and sit in the back and smoke cigarettes.
Fly
to London.
12 hours, just get hammered probably by the time you're off.
Yeah, by the time you get off, you look terrible.
But. Have you pulled any rescue moves with your pilot? Because you have Harrison Ford. He's rescuing people, and then he crashes by himself. Bruce Dickinson has shown up. Who the hell is the other one? Like John Travolta grabs somebody. Yeah, dude, I mean, these guys, they show up. Like, don't you want to join that club? Like, and Chris Novoselic showed up and saved an alpaca from an uncertain future. You know,
alpaca
something.
Air rescue.
It almost ate a sock or something. Yeah. Don't eat that. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you get a chance to fly often?
Yeah, I fly as much as possible.
And are
I'll do about 100 hours a year.
And are you going for a real destination, or are you just going to be able to fly?
I fly to, like, Southern California. I fly to Spokane a lot. I've flown to Washington, D.C. a few times, New York City,
what's the
Boston.
Have you ever had one of those panic moments where it was weather-related?
I don't fly. Because you have to do a weather briefing, and then there's the minimums that you can do legally. Then I have my own personal minimums.
Okay, yeah, right.
Which are just like, hey, we're taking commercial. I'm not going to deal with it. Because what happens with aviation is you can have a series of events like, well, this happened, then that happened, then that happened, right. And then you get in real trouble. And so,
I mean, I know pilots who will not even have a glass of wine the night before a dinner.
Oh, yeah, same here. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because they know that that's not cool and, you know, their life is on the line and that's not, you know, it's that serious of a thing where even just one glass of wine the night before is not cool.
It's 8 hours from bottle to throttle. It is illegal to consume any alcohol 8 hours before you fly a plane.
Chris Novoselic joining us, which is very cool. We didn't expect that. Giants in the Trees, the new band. Check out the download. All the music is available as well. And hopefully we can get our people to get with your people. And then once we get this Red Festival figured out, hopefully we can present you with a date where everybody is available. And maybe we could work something out where maybe you could play.
I love KSW. And all your affiliated stations.
That's exactly
now. You're
right.
You're just like, so.
Nice.
Congratulations.
That was a great save. Thank you.
And if your band can't play, can we borrow the alpaca for a petting zoo?
They spit when they get in trouble.
Definitely.
And it's the worst kind of goober. It's just like, it's the grossest goop. Like, you don't want an alpaca to. You got to be careful.
Chris, thank you so much. Right, we appreciate it. You might see me tonight at Slim's. I got nothing going on. Can you get me in there? Do you know someone?
Don't let him in. Don't do it. Don't do it.
He's got to talk to his people.
My people.
Here we go.
They're in the Escalades up front.
Chris Novoselic from Giants in the Trees and, of course, a band called Nirvana. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to have you here, and we really appreciate you stopping by. Absolutely. Our Men's Room Blank question, now I know why you're not supposed to do blank. We will take a quick break and come back with more of your calls. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.